I want to begin by drawing your attention to one of the great creation psalms. You know, there are several psalms that are dedicated to the creation of the earth. And in Psalm 104, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty." And then it goes, after he makes that wonderful statement of God, adoration of God, he goes into the details of the creation of the earth. This earth is a reminder of how great and good God is. It's not a reminder of evolutionary ideas. It's not a reminder about humanity, because we are reminded every day when you go by a funeral home that man is finite. He's finite. Everything on this earth is finite. Have you seen a shooting star? What does that tell us about the heavens? It's finite. Things break down, things collapse. Verse 2 says, "Who covereth himself with light as with a garment, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain." So it immediately goes to his creative power, his creative greatness. "Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angel spirits his ministers of flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever." What a tremendous reminder. I would encourage you to read the rest of the psalm sometime today as a reminder of the goodness and the greatness of God. Because, dear friend, it is a daily reminder. Even though it's finite, even though trees die, even though people die, even though nations may collapse, that there's one constant, and that is the greatness and goodness of an Almighty God.